Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
It ain't the left side or the right side, and it must be the fence side.
Good evening, Dolphins fans. Welcome to another episode of On the Fence Side with Kat and Paul. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, all of our social media outlets, as well as the Fansided Network and FinFanatic.com. We have a new Miami Dolphin, Jalen Phillips, the 18th overall pick in the NFL draft, defensive end out of the University of Miami, a player that, Paul, we were very, very high on. And, you know, it's a little bit up in the air with him in terms of his health, but he was the first, he was the number one recruit in 2017 coming out of high school, went to UCLA, had some concussion issues, seems to have gotten them under control, went to Miami, and this past year was one of the most dominant defensive ends in the country.
He was, and, you know, he's had some really goofy things happen, including I think he got hit by a car on a scooter 1 year. Like, it's just freaking, like, it's crazy. I mean, if he can stay healthy, though, he is a steal at pick 18 overall. It's a little bit of a gamble, but, again, it's you're gambling on somebody that, if he didn't have all those concussions, the ankle injury, the wrist injury in college, he would probably be a top six pick in the draft easily without question.
Hey, Dolphins fans. This podcast is brought to you by Danette May and Mindful Health LLC, featuring Danette May's top superfood product from her Earth Echo Foods line, Cacao Bliss. Nothing feels better than being able to enjoy rich, smooth, creamy chocolate and knowing you are doing something good for your body. We start with 100% organic cacao beans that are naturally kissed by the sun, maintaining its miraculous health benefits. Then we blend it with turmeric, MCT oil, coconut, Himalayan sea salt, cinnamon, and black pepper for the perfect blend to make you feel the best you ever have. The result? Fall in love with a truly decadent, healthy, guilt-free chocolate, removing your cravings, facilitating weight loss, boosting your energy, and reducing your inflammation with one simple drink. Not only that, it is friendly to paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegan, and vegetarian diets. For the last 8 years, we've been a leader in the superfoods market and are proud to have served millions of customers worldwide. We are offering up to 15% off when you use code MINUTE15 at earthechofoods.com/minutemedia. Follow on social media at the Danette May and at Earth Echo Foods.
And we had him up in that territory too. I mean, he was number 8th overall heading into this draft on my board, number 7 on yours. And when I look at the rest of this edge class, you know, it's a good class. It's an interesting class, but I don't see a lot of star potential in this class either. I mean, there is no Myles Garrett. There's no Jadeveon Clowney, as we've seen here. But if Jalen Phillips were healthy, and that's the risk the Dolphins are taking, he could have been, you know, not necessarily, you know, a number one overall pick like Clowney or the third overall pick like Joey Bosa, but he could have been, you know, like you said, a top five, top six pick.
Yeah, and three overall wouldn't have been outside the realm of possibility in a draft that didn't feature so many quarterback needy teams and, you know, five potential top five pick quarterbacks. you know, he, and it's funny too, because being on the presser with him, he seemed so excited to be back in Miami after leaving the U, even though he just barely moved back across country to LA. And as he put it in that presser, LA was the city that made him. Miami was the city that saved him, and he feels like he owes a lot to that city, and he seemed very genuine with that, which I like the fact that Miami got two guys that seem to just love football, want to be here, and really just want to go out and play the game and play it right, play it well, and play it hard. That's a huge thing with Brian Flores. It's a huge thing with Chris Greer and Reggie McKenzie, and that type of thing is infectious on a football team.
And overall, it seems like the draft Knicks before the NFL draft even took place, I mean, everyone had him in the first round, even with the concussion issues. And that says a lot in that, you know, this is somebody with a high amount of talent at 6'5", 260 pounds, ran in the mid 4.5s, credible vertically, you know, three cone drill, everything. He showed the athleticism, but it's the power on tape too. I compare him to a not quite as big or strong version of Joey Bosa at the edge position. And the Dolphins really hit the lottery last year when they signed Emmanuel Ogba free agency. Now they've got two very big power forward type of defensive ends who were able to dictate the matchups that the Dolphins have on the defensive side of the ball.
They do, and the cool thing here is he's not stepping into a scenario where he's got to walk in day one and be the guy. You know, it's given the way Miami's defense is built, he can truly develop and come along, and I'm curious to see what Josh Boyer can get out of him in this positionless defense, as I indicated on our live show, because he's got the athleticism that you can occasionally have him get up and move around in that amoeba psycho defense. You can move him to a position where he can rush from the inside or come from the outside, or, you know, if you can drop Christian Wilkins in coverage, imagine what you can do with him dropping in coverage. There are some exciting ways that they can utilize him in this flexible defense that can be very positionless.
And I think he adds a lot of physicality to the Dolphins' defensive front, too, because not only is he a refined pass rusher, which I can't say for a lot of edge players in this draft, he has refined pass rush moves. He can win to the outside. He can win to the inside. He can play through the offensive tackle. He also has the athleticism, too, to take on more responsibilities if, you know, a quarterback throws a pass to running back out on the flat. You know, so the big thing is the concussion issues. I mean, that really, to me, is one of the only problems here with Jalen Phillips. If he overcomes that problem, I think the Dolphins have a major, major steal here at 18 overall.
Yeah, and who knows? It may be a scenario where you just got to get him one of those Steve Tasker helmets to run around the field in. As stupid as it looks, if it keeps him on the field and makes him a top five talent for years to come for the Dolphins, there are so many things that we can do with that. And he's a really likable guy, too, which I like. You know, like, some of these guys just, like, yeah, okay. Yeah, well, you're a good player. Just don't talk much on camera. You know, I can't remember seeing a bigger smile on a prospect about where he was going, where he was playing, and who he was going to be playing with and learning from than I saw from him tonight. So I'm very, very excited about this pick. I think Miami got two big steals in round one of the draft, and now I'm curious to see where they go on day two. I mean, there's still a couple Jalens available, you know, in possibly round three or later.
The Dolphins go back to back Jalens here, and I certainly think this one is worth the risk. You know, if I'm wrong about that, I'm wrong about it. But I've had him as a top 10 player for on the Dolphins draft board here since about February. And, you know, the play strength and the ability to win in so many different ways at the defensive end spot is what separates him from my second, you know, defensive end on the board, who's actually still on the board, Azeez Ojulari. I mean, Ojulari is 6'9", 249. He's, or excuse me, 6'2", 249. He's refined, but Gregory Rousseau went 30th to the Bills. He's got a lot of question marks. You know, every edge in this draft has a question mark, but we know what the big question is with Jalen Phillips. That's the concussion issues. Yeah. If he overcomes those and he stays healthy, the Dolphins might have a star.
Absolutely. And you know, my second favorite still on the board as well, which is Boogie Basham, which I know a lot of our listeners love, but I don't see Miami going to that well twice here. We can like a couple of guys. They can have their question marks all day, but at the end of the day, I think we filled that edge role admirably, and with a possible steal at 18th overall.
Absolutely. So I'm going to give it an A+ on this. I mean, it's worth the risk. And for somebody that I had 8th overall on my Dolphins board, I'm pleased. And I know you probably are, because you've got him even higher at 7th overall.
I mean, I am. I'm going to give it an A. I'm going to save the A+ designations for something special if it happens. But I love this pick, and it's got tremendous upside. And that's one thing that I love with this coaching staff, is they trust in upside, they bank on upside, and they don't, if it doesn't work, they don't draw it out. You know, if the concussion issues resurface, we're not going to be talking about it in year 7 with this guy, where, okay, well, you know, we gave another year to figure it out and this and that. No, I mean, you look at the way that they moved on from Eric Flowers. You look at the way they moved on from Kyle Van Noy. You know, they're getting a little bit of that Patriots ruthlessness with players, but in a way that makes sense and doesn't deter other players from coming here. I really like the way this front office is working with this team.
Yeah, at the end of day one now, the Dolphins have, to me, the number one edge player in the draft, as well as the fastest offensive player in the draft. And that's a great day one.
Jalen's.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean,
or 50% of the Jalen's that are, you know, draftable.
If, I'm not going to lie, I would have taken, you know, Kyle Pitts or Ja'Marr Chase at 6 over Jalen Waddle, but still overall a really good day. And now you look at day two, and you still have a lot of really talented players too. Javonte Williams, running back, Trayvon Morgan, and we'll get into more of that here tomorrow when we preview the top day two prospects for the Dolphins. And that's going to do it for a breakdown of defensive end Jalen Phillips from the University of Miami, drafted 18th overall. You can follow Paul and I on Facebook, Twitter, all of our social media outlets, as well as the Finn Fanatic website, as well as fansided.com. And if it's not on the right side and it's not on the left side, it is on the Finn side.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.